Y'all, where do I even start? The past 6 weeks since I last released a solo podcast episode have been crazy and transformative in the most incredible and also exhausting ways. And I'm excited to share all about what's been going on with you on today's podcast episode.
What's up, and welcome to the No Bullshit Manifestation Show, the podcast that demystifies all of the nonsense that surrounds manifestation and gives you the tools that you need to create your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life. I'm your host, Kat Kozad, manifestation expert and life coach, and I am so happy that you're here. Let's fucking do this thing.
Hi, friends. Oh my goodness, I missed you, and I'm so excited to be back and recording the next solo episode of the No Bullshit Manifestation Show. I haven't released one in around 6 weeks. The last one I released was right after my 28th birthday. And I have been on quite the journey since I turned 28. And I think it's all beautiful, and it's all been things that have honestly just allowed me to become even more of myself. But I know that y'all love the no bullshit, y'all love the tea. So this podcast episode is basically just gonna be me spilling the tea on what's been going on in my life over the past few weeks, and also share with you like a vision of what I see and what I'm wanting for myself and for my world moving forward. So basically, since I started the podcast back in September of 2021, I have shown up every single week and released at least 1 to 2 podcast episodes, and I hadn't had like an actual break within that time. And so I'm such a firm believer in the fact that sometimes we need to slow down before we speed up, or sometimes we need to slow down so we can readjust our vision, readjust our course, and keep going in the direction that we actually want to go on. And so that's actually what the past 6 weeks have been for me, is being able to slow down and reassess like what's working, what's not working, and how I can shift and change things in a way that feels super supportive to me, as well as to the brand, to the podcast, to you guys, and being able to support you in the highest way possible. But basically, I have just fallen so completely in love with my life here in New York. And if y'all have been here and been a part of the No Bullshit Manifestation Show, like, y'all literally moved with me to New York, because I released this podcast the second week that I lived in the city, maybe even the first week that I lived in the city. But y'all have been with me since the beginning of this journey, and all of the seeds that I was planting back then are finally starting to bloom, and they've been blooming over the past few months, and I've never loved my life here more. I've never loved the friends, the community, the experiences, the things that I have going on more in my entire life. And within that, it's really easy to get wrapped up in doing, 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 going, 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 hustle, bustle, because I live in one of the craziest cities in the entire world. And I, during that time, although I was experiencing so many beautiful and incredible things, my body got really, really worn down. And so around 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, I don't like know exact dates on it, I randomly one evening was sitting on my rooftop with one of my dear friends, and we were talking about astrology, and we were talking about our past experiences and our dreams and our manifestations and all of these incredible things. And y'all, we'll bring her on the podcast sometime. My dear friend Mariah is insane when it comes to astrology. She is the most knowledgeable astrologer I've ever met in my entire life. And we were having a conversation, and randomly, as we're talking about something, one of my eyes started to have this really painful, piercing feeling in it. And she was in the middle of a story, so I didn't want to like stop her and be like, oh my God, my eye. So I just like played it off like nothing was happening and kept listening to her. And then we went downstairs, and I looked in the mirror, and my eye was like completely red, completely not even like bloodshot. Like, it looked as though like something kind of had like burst in one of my eyes, and it was starting to get all swollen. We're like, oh my gosh, what's happening? My vision started to go all crazy. Like, I was starting to like not lose vision, but it was just, kind of like spotty as that was happening. And so I was a little freaked out the rest of that day, but ultimately was like, okay, my body knows what to do. And I will like see if this is better tomorrow. And if it's not better tomorrow, then we'll think about what's going on. So I slept on it, woke up the next day, and nothing had really changed. And so I was like, okay, like feel a little funky about this. But again, my body knows exactly what it's supposed to. So I'm going to trust it. Woke up the next morning and my eye was getting worse. So I decided to go to urgent care. And at urgent care, they looked at my eye. They tested it to see if there was anything in it. They saw if tested it to see if there was any scratches, and there wasn't. So they're like, it's not an eye infection. It's not pink eye. It's not a corneal abrasion. There's nothing in your eye. We don't know what's going on. But if it doesn't get better in 5 days, you'll want to go to your ophthalmologist. And so me being the weird spiritual girly that I am, instead of like looking further into the physical symptoms or things that could be going on, I started to look into the spiritual symptoms and what could be happening as I was experiencing this. And at the same time, I posted this over on my Instagram story. So some of you may have already heard that story, but I posted it over on my Instagram story. And one of the craziest things about this is that I had 16 other women reach out to me and share their story of how in the past few weeks they also had been having some sort of eye issues or some sort of sudden experiences within their vision. And as I started to like get into the depths of the spiritual meaning behind it, it often had to do with like changing vision of what is possible and being able to like shed layers on how I had been perceiving the world and start to see the world in a different way. And that it wasn't actually a bad thing that was happening. It was like the universe, God, source, spirit, divine, and my angels helping me like clear the path to see the world in a different way. And so one of the things that also has been going on over the past few weeks is I started a psychic training, ESP training, to start to enhance and further expand on my psychic abilities. And this thing with my eye started to happen right as I started ESP training. And I didn't connect these dots until just yesterday when I was talking to one of my dear friends, AJ, who you guys have heard on the podcast, about that. And he shared with me that oftentimes when people start ESP training or when people start psychic training, they have some sort of vision things start to happen because you're essentially clearing out the way in which you used to see the world and you're opening yourself up to a more connected and divine way of seeing things. So with a few days, the eye cleared up. And then as the eye cleared up, I was getting back into my flow, getting back into like already planning things and going out and doing things and whatnot. And I did a somatic healing class that was really, really purging and getting rid of anger that I had been holding on to inside of my body surrounding past relationships, past things with my dad, past things with my brother. And a day after that, I started to have a like tickle in my throat, and then it turned into like a little bit of soreness and a little bit of pain in my throat. And I was like, oh, that's probably just from the somatic release. And then within 12 hours, I started to feel like really tired, really exhausted. And just a few hours after that, I was like full on taken down by the flu. And so I was like completely out of commission for around 5 days. And the first like 2 days of having the flu, I was so miserable because I don't typically like use any medicine. I don't like to use ibuprofen. I don't like to use anything that's not natural. And I am really, really like strict on what I put inside of my physical body. But I literally got to the point where I was in so much pain that I needed to go and get medicine. And in that, as soon as I was able to kind of relieve some of the physical symptoms, I just kept on hearing the message inside of my head of like, Kat, you have to surrender to this. Like, you can't fight the fact that you're sick. You need to surrender to this. And so I surrendered to it. And in that surrendering, I felt some of the like most intense peace that I've probably felt in a while. And all of these messages surrounding how much pressure I put on myself and how the pressure isn't actually serving or supporting me or helping me get any closer to what it is that I want started to come through. And just like my intuition came back online so loud to help me see and experience the world in a completely different way, where I've been able to like spring clean, essentially. I love that we're in the spring season, but like spring clean any of these lingering doubts or limitations or past programmings that have been holding me in patterns that aren't necessarily serving or supporting me, and allowed me to get back to basics, which is the fact that I believe so deeply in my intuition. Like my intuition and all of our intuitions are so clearly trying to take us down the path that is for our highest good and like ultimately what our souls are here for. And as I surrendered, I also one day I wrote in my journal that I want to commit to fully following my intuition every single day for 1 year to see what happens, because I've done this in the past with like, I'm gonna implement intentional manifestation into my life every single day for 1 year to see what happens, and my life completely transformed. But I've never intentionally said it in the aspect of like, I am going to listen to my intuition over everything for 1 year to see what happens. And as soon as I made that declaration, as soon as I made that statement, everything started to clear up. And like these illnesses started to fall away. They started to fade away. I started to feel so completely better. And it really, at least in my experience, and I share all of this with all of you to really say that like, when you surrender, when you let go, when you deepen your connection to your intuition, when you deepen your connection to the divine, you are carried exactly where you're supposed to be carried to. You experience exactly what it is that you're supposed to experience. You receive exactly what it is that you're supposed to receive. And we're so caught up in believing things need to be done in a certain way or look a certain way or whatever it may be. And that holds so many of us, myself included, back from listening to the intuition and being able to like actually, for me, be in this experience where I had no option but to surrender, or I was going to have to experience even more suffering within it. Then it allowed me to essentially like open my palms back up to all of the blessings that the universe and the divine is trying to hand to me right now. And since I've surrendered and let go and tapped back into intuition and have leaned so far into that part of myself, the most insane magical things have been happening. So one of the things, and I shared a little bit about this over on my Instagram, is that I know that the next chapter for me is stepping so fully into one, community building in a way that I never have before, having MMC, the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle, grow to greater and greater levels and support all of you through the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle in the most profound ways, as well as bringing this work in person. I know that it is time for me to bring this work in person, to start to connect with all of you and the people here in New York City on a face-to-face sort of basis and be in the energy of each other. And as soon as I like made that declaration and finally gave myself permission to own that desire, I have had literally so many people ask me if I want to do events for them, and in really, really insane spaces, like spaces that if we were to look like on textbook, I shouldn't be speaking in yet. But those invitations have already started to pop up for me. And in addition to that, I, after having the flu one evening, was like, okay, Kat, like you need to get back out into the world and get yourself back on track. So I decided to go to the threading studio because your girl had a mustache and I needed my mustache threaded. And one of my friends had just moved to the city, and I had this intuitive feeling that soon I would run into him. And literally not even like 3 or 4 minutes later, I ran into him on the street. And the two of us like were hugging, embracing, laughing, and decided that we would walk together to the threading studio. And my friend is really big on TikTok. He's had a TikTok company in the past. He's helped people grow on TikTok. And so we were talking about TikTok. And as we go into the salon, we continue to talk about TikTok. And I go to sit down, and the girl who was sitting next to me was like, okay, which one of you is good at TikTok? And I point at my friend, and the two of them start having a conversation about TikTok and TikTok Shop, because she had just released a shampoo that is like a fully vegan-based protein patented shampoo that's like the only one on the market. And she was wanting to figure out more of how she can get it on TikTok Shop and sell in that kind of way. So they're having that kind of conversation. And then once I was done, I stood up next to my friend, and she was like, oh my goodness, I manifested you. Like, look at your beautiful curly hair. Like, you would be the perfect person for our product. I would love to give you some, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, that's funny that you say manifestation. Like, I'm a manifestation coach. And she was just in awe. And we talked about that. And we were holding up the workers inside of the salon. And I was like, okay, like, I'm going to go pay, because we're holding people up right now. And I don't want to hold them up. So I'll be back in a minute. And as I went to pay, my friend was chatting with this girl. And he was like, hey, my friend is really humble. She's actually kind of a big deal. She has this big podcast called the No Bullshit Manifestation Show. She has a significant following on social media. She's helped hundreds of people, so on and so forth. And this girl turns around and looks at me and goes, you're the host of the No Bullshit Manifestation Show? I was like, yes, I'm the host of the No Bullshit Manifestation Show. And she was like, I literally have listened to you before and was like Googling you this week, because I want my brand to be about like the no bullshit approach. And so many people say they're no bullshit, but then they're actually not. And you show up so authentically in this no bullshit energy. And I just like wanted to talk to you about branding and what that looks like and all the things. And I was like in awe. Because I've had one person recognize me from the podcast before, but to have this like very synchronistic conversation where I run into Kevin, and if it wasn't for me running into my friend Kevin, I wouldn't have started that conversation probably with this woman in the salon. And for all of that to come together in that way just felt so intuitive, so synchronistic, so magical. And it's continued to confirm the fact for me that literally just when you honor your heart's desires, when you honor your intuition, when you honor your soul, when you honor the things that are so clearly there for you that maybe feel a little bit scary, or maybe don't even feel like related to what it is that you want from the big picture of your life, then you're ultimately like led. It's almost like a connect the dots sort of game where you take the step and your intuition then shows you so clearly why you took that step. And that's ultimately what's led me to where I'm at right now and why I feel so excited to get back into podcasting and why I feel so excited about everything that it is that I'm creating right now. Because my intuition, the loudest, clearest thing that it is sharing with me is that community is everything. Like, absolutely, we all have aspects of our healing journey that we do alone, but I think that there's been an over-glamorization and an over-glorification of you needing to do this alone and be in this like retracted period where you're figuring out and cocooning and being in this space by yourself, when ultimately the most powerful way that you can heal, the most powerful way that you can manifest, the most powerful way that you can do, have, and be every single thing that you desire in your life is in community. And I know that so clearly through the community that I've been able to create online through the manifestation work that I have done, as well as the community that I've been able to create here in New York City. And I was sitting at breakfast with one of my dear, dear friends who's come into my life over the past few years. His name is AJ. I mentioned him earlier, and he's been on the podcast in the friend that me, him, and Tal did around manifesting your soul friends. And he'll also be on the podcast very soon. And he is also doing a transformational breathwork activation inside of the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle at the end of the month. And this man has completely changed my life. His breathwork has completely changed my life. So if you're wanting to experience some of the magic that AJ has to offer, join the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle so that you can do this breathwork activation with us. And that breathwork activation will continue to live inside of the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle so that you can continue to come back to it and receive the magic from it over and over again. But I was sitting with my friend AJ at breakfast yesterday morning, and we were talking about community. And we were talking about if like people understand the importance of community. And the thing that came through for me as we were talking about that is that if you come from a small town or you come from a smaller place, you know built-in community. Like you've had the friends' parents and the people in the community, the people who work at the grocery store, the post office, all of those people, like if you do not know them by name, you still know them and you still know that they're a part of this community that will have your back and support you, even if you don't fully like know exactly who they are. And that's what I grew up with in my community, is just like this deep understanding of the fact that everybody is there and will support you as long as like you show up and support yourself and show up and support them when you need to. And so I've always carried this sense of community inside of me. And when I first moved to New York City, there is not that sense of community on a large scale because there's so many people. People are in and out. It can be very fleeting. It's a very competitive city. But there's just this underlying sense that more so than ever before, and I think that so much of this is post-pandemic, people want to be around people. People want to feel that love and connection and collaboration and co-manifestation of being in the energy of other people. And I think more so than anything, when it comes to like our community, when it comes to people who are interested in the world of manifestation, law of attraction, spirituality, healing, astrology, human design, any of these things that we talk about here on the No Bullshit Manifestation Show, it can feel challenging. It can feel more challenging to find your people because for a lot of people, these things are still taboo. They're still like weird kind of like things that they've pushed to the back of the closet, even though so many people are curious about what this world is. And that's why people like us need each other more than I say anybody else, because you know you have a gift. You know you have magic inside of you. You know, even if it's not consciously always and you're being riddled with these doubts and fears and limitations and whatnot, you know because there's a desire to improve your life that you are capable of improving your life. That's an intuitive knowing that you have. And you deserve people who back you and support you and believe in you. And as I continue on my path and doing what I do and continuing to follow the inspiration that is inside of me, that is the loudest, clearest thing, is that I want to be able to create space and create an environment for you to have that community. And that is exactly what the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle is. For any of you who have heard about the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle, or any of you who are unaware of what the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle is, it's my low-cost membership community that has thousands and thousands of dollars of resources and coaching and access to me and other people for only $27 a month. And it is just like the most beautiful, supportive community that I have seen online, and it continues to grow and it continues to get better every single day. And inside of that community, there's just going to be so much more goodness to come. This is where I'm going to be putting all of my time, energy, and effort into truly creating the richest community I possibly can. Because like I said, every single one of you deserves that. Every single one of you deserves people and resources that help amplify your own magic, because you are so magical. And I used to not talk about magic on the No Bullshit Manifestation Show because I didn't want it to be woo-woo or sound weird or any of the things. But like, y'all, life can be fucking magical. When you choose to see magic, magic is what you'll experience. When you deny magic, you will not experience the magic. You will continue to experience more of the mundane and the boring and the societal structures and things that we have had in place for so long. And again, I know that if you're here, especially at this point in the podcast episode, like you want to experience the magic. And I believe that that magic comes through community. So if you would like to join the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle, if you would like to become a part of this community, you can find the link down below in the show notes. One of the cool things that we have going on inside of there right now is that there is a monthly mini course for the month of March called Spring Cleaning. And I am giving you my three most powerful healing modalities to remove and eliminate limiting beliefs. So that is just one of the many incredible and honestly priceless things that are inside of the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle. And when we break down $27 a month, that's less than a dollar a day. That's 90 cents a day. So you are getting just like the most insane transformation and beautiful community for less than a dollar a day. And like I said, in my books, that's priceless. So I'd love to see you on the inside. And I'm so excited for the podcast to be back up and running. I'm excited to share more with y'all soon. But that's all that I have for you on today's podcast episode. So I'm sending you all of my love and I will chat with you on the next one. Hey, real quick before you go, I have something for you. If you are loving the No Bullshit Manifestation Show and you're always wanting to expand and calibrate your nervous system for greater levels of wealth, then I've created the perfect nervous system expansion meditation for you. This meditation will take you through the process that I use to start to calling greater levels of wealth into my life and calibrate your nervous system for more money moving forward. All you have to do to claim this meditation is leave a review for the No Bullshit Manifestation Show on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify. Take a screenshot of your review and send it to me via email, which is hello@katkozad.com. Once I get your email with the screenshot of the review, I will send you the link to claim your nervous system expansion meditation for money manifestation. You can also find these instructions down below in the show notes. But with that, that's all that I have for you. And I am sending you my love. I'll chat with you on the next podcast.